Hey everybody, I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know a little about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earle, and I know, like, a lot about Pokemon, but, Billy, why don't you tell them the din-dang show they're listening to?
Yeah, you're listening to Delve Into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy. Every week we talk about new Pokemon. Are they cute? Are they God? It could be either, or anything in between. If you want to see what we talk about every single week, I post a Twitter thread with the images that are posted in our little Discord chat. You can look that up at Delve Into the Dex on Twitter, or at the first sentence in the description, that last word, the word thread, go ahead and click that. That'll take you right to that episode's Twitter thread. Very convenient. I work so hard. Dan, we need to address the elephant in the room.
I don't think he's quite that big, but yeah, we have our next.
That's
very insensitive, Billy. But
shit.
Yeah, we have another guest that Billy, I think, owes an apology to. David, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell the people about
you.
I'm very excited to have you on.
How? Thank you so much for having me on. I actually thought about scooping in while you were introducing yourself and just cutting Dan in line, and then just being like, just totally gaslight this presentation, be like, and we're joined by our guest today, Dan. Dan, thank you so much for joining us and delving into the deck.
No, David, it's not too late to re-record the intro.
If you want to.
We have thought about a coup before on here.
Oh, I'm also a little bit surprised you said elephant in the room instead of like Don fan in the room or like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. God damn it.
Yeah, Billy.
I'm a fake.
Our brand is thrash, but David, if you want to talk about a bit, like, what's like your whole deal, man?
Oh, man, my deal, I'm just vibing. But I also run a podcast called Shonen Flop, for anyone potentially listening. So Shonen Flop is a podcast where we review lesser known manga that ran in Shonen Jump. That's a magazine where the likes of One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z came from. And we take a look at some of the lesser known series, you know, were they hidden gems, were they piles of garbage? Me, Jordan, and a guest tune in every week. Is me, Jordan, and a guest review these manga and say, was it a flop or not? We've had a lot of fun. We've read series from the creator of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Naruto, and My Hero Academia and Black Clover, and have had some really awesome guests like Masako X, the creator of Dragon Ball Z the Abridged series, Murphy Napier, literary reviewer, and Mother's Basement, amongst many others.
I will say, personally, I'm very excited because I've been listening for a while. I think I started listening right about, oh my gosh, it's by the, no, Samurai 13. I think we covered that is right about when I started listening.
Samurai 8. That's by the guy
Samurai
named Naruto.
8. Yes. Yeah, the most anticlimactic follow-up to Naruto. But yeah, I super love your show. Also, because I think I just listened to the episode you did with Slow Beef. And anything that Araki has touched, I'm just like, man, to be in that guy's head is magical.
Oh, Shuckmeister, you mean?
Yeah,
we did
Shuckmeister, not Slow Beef. Oh my gosh, yeah, Slow Beef was way before. I am sorry. God, my brain is a scrambled hank right now. Billy, make me sound good.
Oh, Shuckmeister, that was one of my favorite episodes for sure.
Oh, yes.
I just want to add in, I listened to a couple episodes. I don't read manga at all.
Near do I, it's okay.
I know next to nothing about it, but I absolutely love bad media. And the podcast, from that standpoint, fantastic.
Oh, well, that's so kind of you to say.
Well, because, God, I think Beast Children... Is Beast Children still the ranking worst one that you guys
have
ever read?
No, School Judgment beats it by a country
right.
mile.
Right, yeah. I forgot.
That is the episode I listened to.
If you want some other absolute... If you want another absolute garbage, our actual favorite episode of 2021 was on Build King, which was, at the time, the worst thing we had ever read.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another one I would highly recommend reading, or listening, rather. I know we don't do reading here, because we're an audio medium.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would definitely recommend checking that one out if you want to hear us just tear apart a really bad series.
Oh, yes.
And the author is a bad person as well, so guess what? We get full allowance to make fun of him as a person as much as we want, because he's a pedophile.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, man.
I love making fun of horrible, horrible people. That's why I watched the latest Fantastic Beasts movie.
Oh, God, no.
It's not good.
Fucking turfs, man.
Anyways, David, what's your previous experience with Pokemon?
So I was really into Pokemon until probably about Gen 4, and then I kind of half played it until Sword and Shield, where I just completely fell off and I didn't even get those games.
Yeah, that is about where I was at, because Sword and Shield, canonically in some of our recordings, I shit on Sword and Shield pretty heavy.
More like shit and piss.
Yeah, got him. Got him.
Those Pokemoners.
Yeah, we did cover the legendaries though, and I do just love Kayla's idea that it should have been two different sword dogs, so it should have been sword and another sword. But
one's a there's two dogs inside of you. One has a sword, the other one has a sword.
Yeah.
You did not go to prom.
You did not go to prom. But yeah, no, I was going to say, nice way bringing it back there, Billy, because you did set me up
Thank
with
you.
The Fantastic Beasts there. And I was like, hey, speaking of Fantastic Beasts, and then you kept straight on going.
Oops.
It's what I do best.
Yeah, to introduce the Pokemon we're going to talk about today, I think I've got an old standby, a classic, an original. Are you all should be familiar? Do you guys know that boy? Once it uploads? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hey.
Oh, man. That is, that's my boy, Charles.
Charles?
Oh.
No, it's a Scyther. That's actually the preform of my favorite Pokemon.
Yeah. But yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. This is Scyther. It's a Gen 1 bug flying type. This is a fun game that we always like to play here, David. How tall do you think a Scyther is?
I think I'm going to guess they're about 3 feet tall.
I want to say 4.5.
Ever since the whole Charizard is like less than 6 feet tall, it's really
that
fun.
Is,
my proportions for
this. I kind of want to make it shorter, but I almost want to do what Billy did and make it like 5 feet tall. Like a little too, actually, yeah, I'm going to say it's 5 feet tall. I'm going to say it's too big.
Like still short, but tall enough to be unsettling.
If it's 5 feet, it's my height and it will kill me.
Like I would match with, like I... Like, so you're saying, like, it's tall enough you would still match with it on, like, Tinder.
Yeah, yes. No, I mean, it's almost a short king. Is it a short king? Because it is, Kayla, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. These things are just about 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Which also means we have to talk about...
I think the average person would say not king, but honestly, short king. Yeah, because, like, I'm 5 feet. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah. Short, not king. What's, like, a king but not...
Prince?
Okay, yeah.
Short Prince. Wasn't Prince like 5 feet tall?
I don't know.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
I get
that
a lot of
right.
I was gonna say I get a lot of trivia prepared about the Pokemon. Not so much Prince.
Prince was 5'2", actually, so
wow.
Do you not have just a shit ton of Purple Rain trivia in your back pocket for any moment, Dan?
No.
He has
actually,
a bad joke that involves Prince, but we don't have time for that joke today.
So Prince was 3 inches taller than Scyther. That's how you can remember Scyther's official height.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
So just imagine Prince, and then imagine a Scyther that's slightly shorter than Prince.
Oh,
easy.
Man. Is there a shiny version of Scyther? Is it purple? We need to find out.
It's not purple. It's like it's kind of like a trash gold, I want to say.
Ew.
But I wish. Yeah. I will say, though, with being 5 foot tall, it does mean we have to consider, how long are those scythe arms?
That's it. They kill.
Oh.
That's, unless they're, like, cutting tall grass.
I'd give them 1.5 feet.
So it's definitely can cut through people. That's what we can all come together and agree. This is a Pokemon that is roughly my size. If I run into
it
this thing in the woods,
you.
I'm dead.
Yeah, it's going to snip you like scissors.
I don't even, it's going to do, like, the... teleports behind you, nothing personnel, kid.
Where it looks like nothing happened and then you just kind of slide off.
We haven't really talked about how it physically looks, by the way. If you don't know Scyther, imagine a green bug and it's upright and instead of hands, just scythes. It's bugward scissor hands.
It's almost like a
bugward scissor.
It's almost like a bug mech that's 90% bug and 10% mech. And I only say that because of how separated its, like, portions are.
Well, you see, Kayla, that's called
strange.
The thorax, the abdomen, and the
cephalosaur. I know.
It's like I have a degree in this shit or something.
I didn't come on this educational podcast to learn, Dan.
Fucking nerd. Went to college.
Yeah, I do have to show one other thing with Scyther, though, and I'm going to send a picture, because I love... So it was introduced in Gen 1, and I just love the Generation 1 sprites that I'm going to send you guys, because apologies for, like, the highest res pixel I could find.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's pretty badass-looking bug in that first sprite, right?
Why do I feel like it's maniacally laughing at me
at
all times?
Yeah, it does look like that.
Yeah. You guys want to see the back sprite?
Yes.
Sure. Give us, show us that booty. Oh.
Look at it. Oh. It looks like such an idiot dinosaur face. It's like.
It looks like it has little dots for eyes.
I just, it's also, it looks like it just has the little, like, pasted on, like, merp smile.
It looks like it has a little backpack on.
Yeah,
oh, it does.
He's where's it going? Going to have some fun. Little short prints.
Short prints going to school.
It looks like a different Pokemon from that back sprite.
Yes. Because it looks very, I don't know why this face always reads as like dinosaur to me, but this is dinosaur face.
The extra spikes really kind of mess with it, but it does have three head spikes. It's just showing all of them for some reason.
Yeah. And not like well spaced out either. It's like a hand spacing where one of them is very far away.
But it's adorable.
Yeah.
Also.
Just cute little guys. But.
David, I am curious. Why Scyther?
What do you mean?
Oh, Scyther. Why comes Scyther? Before
the next one.
What David picks.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, the next one.
Never mind. Cool. I'm an idiot. Cut this, me.
It's okay. I was asking why I would have sex with it, and I was like, I don't know. You said you want to keep this recording under an hour, so.
We only have so much time. Well, I did just see, I can't remember who did a video of it, because I think maybe it was like an AlphaRad stream or someone, but they just talked about how canonically any Pokemon that can wear a jacket is furry bait. So Scyther can wear a jacket. Does that make Scyther furry bait?
I think Scyther can wear a vest.
Take off
I don't
a jacket,
think.
Oh, yeah.
I think
how
Scyther
does it get
can
its arms
wear a vest.
The jacket holes?
Yeah, I feel like it has to be a sleeveless
Marty
jacket,
McFly
like
vest
kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
Wait, got Marty McFly, because it's a bug.
It's all coming together.
I'm a comedy genius. Oh God. Yeah, but so you know, Scyther. I think Scyther's a pretty fucking cool design. This is like some peak Pokemon for me.
Oh, he's wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys want to hear some fucked up Pokemon entries?
Yeah, absolutely.
God damn it, yeah.
Yeah, so this is, David, we'll talk. The entries, sometimes there's just weird things in the games. Not a ton for Scyther. They keep on saying it's a ninja, so it really is going to do the teleport behind you slight. It doesn't have, like, a sheath, though.
Does it know extreme speed?
It does get E-speed. The big
well,
one
then,
it
there
keeps...
You go.
Yeah, the big one it gets is, do you know the move Double Team?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, Scyther's OG thing, because all of it, like, entries talk about how it moves so fast, there appears to be more than one. It can slice through a whole log before anybody notices it's there. It moves like a ninja, which means canonically, I guess ninjas did already exist in Pokemon.
Yeah, that was the whole shtick of one of the gyms.
Yeah, Koga, but...
Oh.
But beyond that, there's not too many weird things with Scyther's entries. I do love... A lot of entries in the early games talk about how it never uses its wings to fly, which is bullshit because it's flying all the time in every single sprite that it's in. So
yeah, it's constantly gaining sick height.
Except for the sprite you posted in the chat.
Okay, well, that's Gen 1.
On the ground.
Oh, God. Okay, and here I am, caught with my pants down.
Keep it to yourself, man.
I can explain.
In front of our guest, what are you doing?
I'm a sick fuck. No. I guess in Gen 6, actually, they started having the sprite fly, but it's just like that's about when they stopped those entries, too. So it's just like, oh, yeah, definitely never flies. And also, if you've seen the show ever, they're like exclusively flying.
My personal headcanon is that there was one trainer that got sick to death of Scyther not flying. So it made it its mission to go to every single Scyther and teach them how to fly. Gave it a full Chicken Run-esque flight course.
Oh. Where's the liar revealed at the end of that, though? Is there, like, the Scyther that already knew how to fly? But it was faking it through a cannon? Is that what happens in Chicken Run? It has been a minute.
I don't remember. I just knew that if it was Chicken Run playing in class, it was going to be a good class that day.
My knowledge for Chicken Run starts and stops at they want to learn how to fly and Mel Gibson.
Scyther would eat chickens, though.
That's horrifying.
We play this game every so often. I think Scyther would kill and eat a person.
Oh, yeah, unquestionably.
Yeah, well, and also, so the other terrifying thing with that is that if they are predators, thanks to the Ultra Moon entry, we do know that groups of Scyther live together when they're angsty teenagers, and in the mountains, of course. We have a running theme,
God
David, that every single Pokemon lives in the mountains for some reason. So eventually we're going to run out of mountains.
Follow-up question, David. How many mountains do you think exist in the world?
More than six.
You're not wrong. It's like over a million.
Yeah.
Dang.
But it's insane.
But it's like every other Pokedex entry is also like, oh, they need one whole mountain for like one Rhyhorn or something. But we're going to run out of mountains. We have to run out of mountains. But yeah, that's Scyther. He's pretty neat. There's not, honestly, I think too much else going on. I can talk about a lot of its appearances, unless you, any of you had some Scyther thoughts. This guy's aesthetic, his vibe.
I think he fits well in Gen 1. You know, he's just like far enough away from real animals that it makes sense. He's classic.
I always look at Scyther and I think bog standard, true Gen 1 classic. Thank God we don't have to talk for an hour about him.
Oh my gosh. I shout out to those guys, but I cannot. Yeah, but I can get into Scyther's appearances. So one thing that I love is that in the show, the first time Scyther shows up, Ash's Pokedex is like, oh, these things are super rare and no one gets it. As a quick list, let's actually play this game. How many trainers in the anime do you guys think have a Scyther? We'll do this Price is Right rules. Closest without going over.
I'm going to say 4.
I'll say 5.
The classic move.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll say 8. I'll say 8.
8?
I'm going to give 2 guesses. One, I'm going to say 37. And for my second guess, I'm going to say that there's another fucking entire town devoted to having Scythers.
No, there is not a sovereign Scyther nation, near as I can tell. But give it time. Okay. Yeah, the anime keeps doing this thing, David, where more than once there's just these sovereign kingdoms that have, like, a whole-ass monarchy that worship a single Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, well-known Pokemon. Like, yeah. Pumpkaboo is one of those Pokemon.
Yeah, well, okay, hey, look, if there's a ghost pumpkin that can drag me to hell, I will worship it to save myself.
My God.
Fair point.
Yeah, David wins, close without going over. I have no fewer than 15 separate trainers own a Scyther.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So super rare. You can never find one. Everyone has one.
That's why they're rare, because you keep pulling them out of the ecosystem.
Oh, my God. They've been hunted to extinction
yes.
as pets.
It's the goddamn gold standard.
But yeah, as far as some major Scythers, I want to talk about the biggest one where they first show up later, but Tracy Sketchit, dear, are you all familiar with that guy?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
He had a Scyther.
No.
Yes, he did have a Scyther. Oh, Billy, you don't remember Tracy Sketchit?
I don't either.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
So, at the risk of turning this into a Tracy Sketchit show, I think he got introduced in Orange Islands, which was like the season...
Yeah, it was the filler arc in...
Yeah, like filler arc season 1.5 of the original series. And his mission was to become the best Pokemon artist.
Oh.
Because he was, yeah. Because, you know, his name is Sketchit. Because sometimes Pokemon naming is right on the nose.
Mm.
Yeah, like Bugsy.
Yeah. Who also has a Scyther? Tracy Sketchit does catch a Scyther, and he gets an old Scyther, which I'm going to send you guys a picture of old Scyther because... I kind of think it's cool, but it also raises some questions.
Please tell me it has a beard.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Billy.
Yes.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Oh, my God. Why?
Why is their beard scruff?
How do bug grow beard?
It's an insect. An insect. I mean, like bumblebees are fuzzy.
Yeah, but that doesn't like grow in a beard.
Why is this? It's a grizzled animal. Like, it's even got...
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
even,
punished.
Even
punished
its wings are, like, damaged.
Also, here's another thing.
And Pikachu's just this perfect little just, hello.
If you have razor blades for hands, how do you let your hair get that unmanaged?
Yeah.
Because he can't reach.
Yeah, how is he supposed to, like, reach around?
How do you touch your own face, Dan?
I don't, because of COVID recommendations by the CDC, Billy.
Oh,
fuck, you got me. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so I just like old Scyther. Without talking about him too much, he mostly just is this grizzled old veteran. So, again, if we're I'm bringing it back to anime. It's like the old mentor sitting like, all right, I can help you kids get this done. I just wanted to show you guys Scyther grow beard, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Bad. That's how you should feel about that. I'll help you out.
So that, I'll just want to quickly talk about Scyther's main appearance, which is the first time it shows up in the anime. So I'm going to start talking about this episode. Somebody chime in if you've already heard about this. Ash and his friends go to Dark Town, which has two rival Pokemon gyms. And one of them has a Scyther, and one of them has Scyther's natural rival from Generation 1.
Yes.
Which would probably be...
Electabuzz, right?
Yeah, it's an Electabuzz for some fucking reason. Like...
Wait, is it actually?
Remember Pikachu cried over a broken jar of ketchup?
Yes, yes,
it's a bug zapper.
It's... What? Kayla, sorry?
I said if it's Electabuzz, it's because it's a bug zapper.
Oh.
Oh my god, I hate how that works.
God damn it. Because I was going to say, like, they introduced Pinsir was a Gen 1 bug type, so like that should be what Scyther fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two bugs, diametrically opposed, but... yeah, for some reason, this episode is weird because there's two rival gyms that have a Scyther and Electabuzz, and that's it. That's the one Pokemon. And they want to be, like, an official gym, but instead they're just doing street fights with each other instead of becoming a Pokemon League gym.
Oh my god.
And I think David said it, but basically how they end up solving this is they make it canon in the show that Scyther and Electabuzz both get mad when they see red. So they spray a bunch of fucking ketchup in their eyes and make them fight each other.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I cannot turn this episode into like a full... Dan talks about the scene by scene of this episode, but it makes no sense. But they spray a bunch of ketchup, they start to fight each other, to which the gym leaders are like, well, now if our Pokemon won't fight, we're going to beat up these 10-year-olds. Because they get mad about it.
Oh my god.
And then the secret reveal is that Nurse Joy has been the secret judge of the Pokemon League aficionado and says, hey, neither of you are allowed to be gyms until you get your act together.
So I know PETA typically will bullshit go after Pokemon because it promotes animal violence, but that episode, like, actually straight up is a lot of animal abuse.
And child abuse. It's
yeah.
A bunch of grown adults are like, all right, these kids ruined our shot. Kick their ass.
I mean, they are surviving on their own. Maybe they just don't consider 10-year-olds children anymore.
But speaking of rad, unless you guys had any other Scyther thoughts, I think we can move on to the next boy.
Show it.
All right.
Reveal the boy.
Let's see the boy. Kayla, do you know this boy?
Do. No.
God, Kay. Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
That's Billy, wild, because David did say this boy's name earlier.
No, I did not hear it.
Oh, that's, you know, perfect. What this means, guys. Time to name the boy. Kayla, yeah. Go ahead.
Zoidberg.
No, it's Henry Winkler, actually.
Henry Winkler. I like
so
it.
So I give him those classic, ayy, Fonzie poses.
Just, ayy. Yeah, no, David, this is your boy. Do you want to talk about your boy?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's red. That's about all I can say.
Hell yeah.
And his name is?
No. So this is Scizor.
Oh.
He's bad. He's a metal bug type. Sorry, he's a steel bug.
Yeah.
He's a steel bug type. He is 5'11".
Oh my god.
He is evolved when Scyther is traded with the metal coat item.
He's beaten me to my own job.
And he wasn't a super competitively viable Pokemon until Gen 4, when I think he learned, I want to say, Mach Punch is really what actually made him into an OU tier Pokemon.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The more I look at it, the more I like it. At first I was expecting something different, so I was just, ooh, but I don't know. I guess I expected, like, I think the fact that it's so smooth in design compared to Scyther, that it suddenly felt like, I don't know, not done. It's hard to explain, but.
Well, there is more, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yes, you do know what's going to happen. I'm so excited for what comes next.
I do like I half know what might be coming up next, but I do like the through line that Scyther and Scizor have had. It's a fun one where they didn't, like, ruin the next evolution for whatever reason.
Why, Billy, when have they ever done that?
I don't know. How many episodes of this podcast have there been? Because it's about that many.
But yeah, no, this is Scizor, and gosh, okay, David, now you got me thinking about competitive Pokemon, because, oh boy... Scizor was fun. I think it did get Mach Punch, and then it got Technician as its move, which powers up low power moves. So he was just a fast little punch boy, and I think that's rad.
That's the combination. So it had Technician, I think, as its ability in Gen 4, and then Platinum gave it Mach Punch. Yeah. And they were like, oh, wow, this is crazy overpowered.
Yeah, well, and then I think Gen 5, or was it Gen 4? Because I did not play in Gen 4. I got into competitive battling in Gen 6. So at that point, Caesar had already been a menace, and even became more of a menace with what we'll talk about next. But it's so cool to me. Caesar, I will say, I'm very excited you picked this one, David, because I think this is one of the coolest looking Pokemon out there. Just badass red. And it's got like the fake eye spots on its hand. So yeah, it looks like the little fake grabby faces. Claw toy. Yeah, I like a good fake eye. And we haven't gotten to talk about it with Scyther, but I have to bring up the Pokemon all have a species associated with them too. And there's the very dumb joke that we've made so many times where, like, you know, this Pokemon is the rat Pokemon, and oh, they don't know what rats are in the Pokemon world.
Yeah.
Scizor is the pincher Pokemon because reasons, but originally in Gen 2, it was the scissor Pokemon. And I think they changed that because of reasons.
Because of the internet, maybe?
But wait, what do you mean, Dan?
Well, you shouldn't run with scissors, and scissor gets very fast, so yes.
Fuck, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, I guess now there's the appropriate question. David, why... why Caesar? Why this boy? Why is this your boy, man?
I just look at him, man. He's the whole package. Competitively viable. Steel is probably the coolest Pokemon type after Ice, but that's only because it's technically
yes.
True. You know, it's just a cool aspect. Scyther was already cool, and it just Caesar was like, you know, it's when you make something cool, even cooler, my guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering if, I always wonder with the Gen 2 evolutions, if like this was the original idea when they first designed Scyther, they like knew they were going to do this, because Gen 2 only had about a couple of year turnaround, like 2 year turnaround.
Yeah.
So I always wonder if like this very like they knew they were going to do this right away, but it's so fucking cool.
Yeah, god, I wish if Cypher or Scizor was my dad, things would have been different.
Yes.
That's true.
He would have stayed. Oh, also he gets a full foot taller, so now he can look down on you.
Yes.
But yeah, I gotta talk about its Pokedex entries, because here's the thing with Caesar. Here's the thing. This thing likes to kill.
Oh god. People?
Well, it doesn't say not people.
Oh no.
Great. So, kind of, yeah, an important specification.
Yeah. Let's see. Its body is hard as steel and not fazed by ordinary attacks. It raises its fists up and violently brings them down, crushing everything into pulp. Let me read Ultra Moon verbatim. Once it has identified something as an enemy, it will continue beating them with steel-hard pinchers until nothing is left but scraps. So...
Jesus Christ.
I like how it's got pinchy hands, and hey, I'm not, like... I don't claim to be a handyman and use tools by any definition. I don't think that's how you're supposed to use scissors.
No, that sounds much worse.
That's like grabbing scissors by the bladed part and then beating someone with the handle.
Successfully. Not just hitting them, like actually pummeling them with the handles of scissors.
Scissors lost to Rock a few too many times.
This entire corner of this man's head's been caved in. Why is it dented like that? Oh, we'll see. They're scissors. You can see there's like little loops, and they just place the scissors into the... Sorry, I went overboard with that. Let's carry on.
Kayla, the easy one is, I guess he shouldn't have ran with scissors, puts on the sunglasses, and was the, yeah! plays in the background.
David, this is the part of the show where we just write a full episode of NCIS.
Oh, great. Are we both going to do that scene where we type on the computer at the same time together, because we have to hack faster?
I was just gonna say the double keyboard or the Segway chase. God, what a fucking dumb show.
Don't worry, we're gonna zoom and enhance later on.
Yo, yes. You know, I always said our show could use a little more.
Are you talking about that cod piece that Scizor has? Because that's the real reason.
Ooh,
it's,
see, it does have like the liney stripey thorax. Oh no, that's the abdomen. Mm-hmm. God, I'm a bug, man.
I mean, it's literally got arrows on its crotch.
Look,
telling
here,
you to look down.
Look here. Behold.
If I remember, doesn't Scizor actually have a gender difference where the codpiece is bigger on males?
So I could not find that.
Oh my god.
But I would love if Pokemon went around.
Let me double check. I thought Scizor actually does have a gender difference.
Sorry, I've got my emergency notes pulled up. Let's see.
I see an image from Pokken Tournament where the female one has a longer abdomen.
Oh, shit. You beat me to talking about Pokken, because man, I wanted to talk about Pokken later.
Well, let's talk about Pokken.
Okay. Hey, do you guys know about Pokken?
No.
I do know about Pokemon. Pokken.
Yeah, basically, Pokken was the people who made Tekken. I don't know who reached out to who here, but the people who made Tekken and Pokemon were like, hey, you guys want to make a Pokemon fighting game? And it fucking rules.
Yeah, it was a big hit with the community for a bit.
That yeah.
Sounds sweet.
Well, because it like looks super cool, and it's one of those like, if you've played, I am not a fighting game person, like at heart. I don't know if like any of you are.
Neither am I.
I was as a kid, but I don't think they're as fun as I used to.
It's just very over the top. I'm actually going to send you guys a real quick clip of Pokken where they introduce Caesar. But it's very much like, I think it's when you're a kid and you're having a Pokemon battle. This is what you picture is going on in a Pokemon battle. But especially the ending of this is like it's some over the top anime bullshit.
This is dope.
Oh, right? Wait until about a minute in.
Yeah. I was so excited that he was in.
Yes.
Game.
I was going to say, it is very, very cool.
They made some great choices for Pokken Tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, that last attack that Scizor does. Holy shit.
The fucking, I do not know what anime that looks like, but it's just the full angel wing light dynamic punch into the dirt.
Also, I don't think that I think that Scizor might have been hacked. It definitely was using more than 4 moves in that fight.
Get out of here, nerd.
Sorry. Look, I can't. Get I never out got into
Wait,
hack
no,
months.
Come back.
Oh,
give
sorry.
Me your lunch
yeah, no.
money first.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I have to finish the podcast, but.
No, I don't give a shit about that. Give me your lunch money.
Oh, okay. I got some Pokemon trading cards because I
okay,
have a brand.
Okay, thank you. Go. Now leave. Wait, no, shit.
Okay,
come back.
Bye.
I got to give you a wedgie first.
Oh, God, no. Just some other fun facts looking at Caesar before we get on into what I'm going to call the bonus evolutions here. Again, everything has to make careful note that Caesar never uses its wings to fly.
But the trailer.
Yes, I was going to say. If
so much of that was flying.
The solid minute worth of evidence that it does.
Well, and then I've got some damning evidence from Pokemon Special / Pokemon Adventures manga. Again, I apologize for the best resolution of these images I could find was like a pixel by a pixel.
Oh my god.
But,
oh my god, that's not even flying. That is carrying the weight of a Machamp as well.
Yeah.
That's fully flying. You can't tell me that this guy doesn't fly.
So why would they put this in like the Pokedex? Is it just something where they're like, actually no, I can't even think of a reason why they would continue to say it. If the artists are just going to keep being like, fuck that, and make them fly anyway.
Hey, listen, restrictions breed traits.
That's
Do
it,
you think
yeah.
it straight up is just so they don't get complaints that it can't learn fly?
Oh.
I mean, it could be, but that was the whole thing in Gen 1, is that, like, Scyther, and I want to say Charizard in Gen 1 could not learn fly, but Zubat could.
Yeah, it couldn't.
I mean, Zubat only flies.
Yes, but you could fly on a Zubat. Zubat weighs a pound and a half.
You just hold Zubat in your hand like a
very
fucking golden snitch as it flies you around.
Yeah, you're just hanging from it.
I was going to say, my headcanon is that you are just grabbing one of Zubat's little tails and you're like 3 inches off the ground as this thing is just...
I'm going to help you fast travel now.
It's technically faster.
Yes. No, I guess. So to talk about its wings, though, hey, here's what the wings are for, because this is not what I would guess. Apparently, they're used to stop it from overheating and getting its body to the point of melting, because that's a thing Scizor can have happen to itself.
What is it made of? I'm trying to think of like one of those weird metals. But
it's made out of steel.
So it's just going to melt if it didn't grow wings that it can't use but does use.
I mean, it is got a 4x weakness to fire, so it probably
yeah that's really easily. It like if this thing goes out on a hot day,
over 70 degrees it's just
yeah I was gonna probably. Say I don't know what it's like by you guys. It's been a cool 90 degrees or at least over 90, and I've been working in the field, so I am but I guess with Caesar I don't know. If you don't think Caesar's cool, you're wrong is sort of where I end up on.
I'll back that statement.
Yeah, but do you think it could get even cooler?
hope so. Otherwise, it's going to melt.
God damn it, Kayla.
Oh.
How do you guys feel about this boy?
This is the craft scissor. It's the scissors that have the shapes for the edged paper.
Just like its tiara.
It's the Hobby Lobby scissor. Yeah.
Oh, I do like it gets a little hat, a little crown. It gets more edge. It loses the arrows pointing down.
See, now it's legitimately a
yes,
king.
This is yeah. king.
Right.
Mm. And it's even a foot taller now.
Oh my god.
I just like how, like, sometimes the size differences between when things evolve just make no sense, and then sometimes they're like, all right, 1 foot, another foot, another foot.
I really do find it just adorable that they're like, all right, now make the scissors sharper. How? Give them more points.
It's Edward Chainsaw
Hand. More knives on the scissor knives.
knives. Yeah, so I think, David, you mentioned you might know what this guy already is. Billy, you for sure know this boy. Kayla. Pop quiz, have you learned anything in the last 30 episodes? What evolution is this? It's very temporary.
Oh, shit. Oh, am I naming the name of the Pokemon, or am I naming a type of evolution?
No, it's still a Scizor. It's the type of evolution.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about it before.
Oh, shit.
This is fun. We get to see if Kayla retains anything.
I only know the three terms, and I'm just going to repeat them in cycles until
The fill-in C
I
approach.
Yes. I don't think it's a Dynamax. I don't think it's a Gigantamax. Oh, this is painful.
We've only covered two. There have only been two other of these kinds of evolutions.
Generation 6, Kayla. You can do it. Otherwise, David's going to scoop in and take all the points, and then you won't pass.
If I was a good host, I would allow the guests to have as much as they wanted. So please swoop in. Save me. I'm drowning.
We've already given David the podcast. What are you talking about?
That's awesome. True, yeah.
Now he must save it, because I can't remember.
We have this sinking ship, and it has been lit on fire. Would you like this?
X-Evolution. I really can't remember, guys. I'm sorry. Oh. I failed you.
You're close. It's, this
Should
is
I say it?
Yeah, you can say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, David,
it
go ahead.
Out loud.
It's a Mega Evolution.
Yeah, Mega Evolution.
Ooh, Mega.
Fuck.
See, and I'm like, I know it's so. It's like simpler. It's not as complicated as the other names, but okay, mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was
yeah.
Because so
Mega
hard.
Evolution was super cool. They introduced it in Gen 6, and then they did it
yeah.
worse in Gen 8. And God, I know that like this is again your boy, David. How do you feel about Mega Scissor or like Mega Evolution in general?
I don't think it's as aesthetic, man. It's just, most of Mega Evolutions just look overdone, to be honest.
Well, and I kind of like that aesthetic, maybe, but I think because it's like they're supposed to be like power overwhelming sort of nonsense, I think they're cool sometimes. I
Some
do just
of them
like,
work, but this one right here is definitely one that's like, you tried a little bit too hard with the future aesthetic.
See, I like Edward Chainsaw Hands, though. We do have some fun. Mega Scissor gets its own entries, and do you guys want to know a theme with Mega Evolution entries? Is that it makes the Pokemon horribly suffer.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Because here's what happens to it when it Mega Evolves. Let's see. It stores excess energy. After a long time, its body starts to melt. After a long time, the weight of its pincers become too much to bear. It has taken on a more diabolical form, ripping anything they pinch to shreds. And it's in danger of constant overflow, which I think is what's making it melt. So this is you're trying to run this entire Scizor is trying to run Crisis on like a Dell Inspiron notebook or something. Integrated graphics.
You can run Doom on anything. You cannot run Crisis on much.
Oh, have you God. Seen the guy who runs Doom out of an iPod?
Did you see the one recently where someone put Doom on one of those self-order stations at a McDonald's?
Oh
yeah,
God.
I saw that. I mean, there's an entire subreddit called "It Doesn't Run Doom."
They've
oh
made
my God,
Doom
like that.
Display through a pregnancy test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about old Doom.
Yeah.
No, there was a guy.
Oh,
who,
you mean new Doom?
Yeah, there's a guy called Dankpods on YouTube who I love. Who he ran Doom 2016 out of an iPod.
Oh my God.
And honestly, there's not too much to say with Mega Scizor. It is sort of Scizor more. I guess David and I will be diametrically opposed. I think it looks a little cooler, but that might also just be my inner edgy 16-year-old.
My personal issue with it is that we already have a hyper-futuristic robot bug. Like, we're not going to talk about it now. We hinted at it last episode, even.
That's true.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yeah, we've now talked in passing about that two episodes in a row. And we'll talk about them eventually. But, yeah, this concept exists.
But I do have one more for you guys. Thankfully, I will say, we'll wrap up here in just a bit, because this guy has a whole one game talking about him. But
perfect.
I don't know if any of you guys are going to know this one. How do we feel?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kayla.
Oh,
look at this fucked up.
Kayla, go ahead and name the boy.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Not a fan.
I would not have believed you if you just showed me this and said this is a Pokemon. Like the jagged... Okay, so to describe it, this is like a bald chicken made of weathered weapons from medieval era and stone. This is so weird looking. Name it. Good God.
Tony Pepper.
Tony Pepper.
Well, that's nice. You actually give them names. Oh, man. I'm going to say like... Oh, what do you call it? I'm calling him Flint, I guess. I have no idea.
Dan, this is Cleavor, isn't it?
Yes, this is Cleavor with a K. I'll just put it in chat for spelling for Kayla. But God. Yeah.
That says Kellivore.
Oh, yeah, it does. Hey, I don't
Dan,
know how to spell.
This is Kellivore,
No,
right?
It's okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, no, this is Cleavor.
Hey,
that's
Dan,
also
this
spelled
is
wrong.
Keelivore. Right?
Keelivore.
Fuck my life. Yeah, this is Cleavor.
The newest
member of the family. Which
I
evolves.
Don't want to see this move. If this ran at me in a video game, I'd cry.
Oh, well.
Like, it feels very scary.
I think it kind of is, because it's a bug rock type now, and it's from Legends Arceus, which I don't know if any of us have played. No. I haven't.
I haven't played it. We talked about it, though. Yeah. It's Kayla, you're right on the withered medieval weapons, because the whole point of that game is backwards in time.
Yeah, it's the one where God punishes you. Not even punishes you. God's like, hey, go find these cool animals back in time.
Deer?
Yes. The god deer.
Yeah.
We recorded our Arceus episode last week, and it's God, and it's a deer. But, David, do you know much about Legends Arceus, or?
I know a little bit, but I haven't really played it.
Yeah, I have not gotten the chance to. Again, I've been chronically busy. I'm like, you know, this is one I'll pick up. Maybe once it's on sale. Because I was very much ready to... I was like... looking at it the entire time they've been showing trailers, or they were showing trailers, like, oh man, I can't wait for that game to be dog shit.
Yeah, but I've only heard good things about it.
Yeah, I've only heard it's good, so I mean, I might pick it up, but yeah, just to talk briefly about Cleavor, it's the Scyther they have there, and if you don't know the battle system, I think we talked about it a bit, but the battle system in Legends Arceus, David, if you're not super familiar, it's basically baby's first Dark Soul.
Ooh.
Like when you're fighting these big arena Pokemon boss battles,
yeah.
And you have to like dodge roll out of the way and throw stuff to distract it, and then you send out a Pokemon to fight it. So Kayla, your nightmare's true. This guy's gonna run straight at you.
Oh my God. Is that tiny wings in the back I see?
Yes, he does also fly and like straight run at you before cutting you to pieces.
Does his Pokedex entry say that it doesn't fly? Yeah.
No, it's one entry. It's just that it's super violent, and if you run into it in the wild, you should just run away.
It just says fucking run. You open your Pokedex, and it's an audio entry of just, oh, God, no!
Holy
no!
shit, man, get the fuck out of here! Pork chop sandwiches!
Pork
Do-do. Cleavor, it is already too late. Run.
Pray to your god, the deer. Your time has come.
Oh, it's also the axe Pokemon, because again, as its species, sometimes it's a little on the nose.
Yeah, because we all know scythes did not exist in the way back times. Those are a modern invention.
How did we harvest wheat? We hit it with an axe. Oh my God. But yeah, that's the boy Cleavor. Again, since he only has like one game worth of entries, there's like next to nothing to talk about, but
mm-hmm. Integration into manga, no anime, no other games.
Yeah, it just is.
Yeah.
I just wanted to how do you think they did our first Bug Boy justice back in time?
I actually kind of really like Cleavor. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's fun that we have like, oh yeah, this is this, but forever ago when it was completely different. Like, there's enough of a resemblance there that you can instantly attach this to the Scyther family. But yeah. It's also just like, oh, this is new and scary and I don't like it, you know?
I think it has just such evil eyes, and then having an actual like weapon as part of it.
That makes sense.
It also just feels like something I'd find in a cave, and I'm immediately imagining this in the dark. So I think that's also part of it, where it's just like, this is spooky.
They will not find your remains.
David, before we start official wrap up, I do want to ask you. So we have four different versions of Scyther family. So out of four, how do you think they did?
They really hit perfection with Scizor and then just mid the rest of the way.
Okay, so you're going to give it a hot 1 out of 4?
I'd give it a 2 out of 4.
2 out of 4? 50%. Still failing. Good to know. Kayla, what did we learn today?
Some tools are better at certain tasks than others. You know, you're not going to use an axe to cut a stack of paper, but, you know, maybe you could use a razor blade or scissors or the shape scissors. All that matters is you do your best. I don't know.
How inspiring. David, what did we learn today?
We learned that Kayla didn't know what mega evolutions were, which makes her better than us.
Hey,
her brain is probably filled with useful information.
Totally thought that was just going to be dissing all over me. like, we learned Kayla doesn't know shit. That is the podcast.
No, good vibes only. It's what Scizor would have wanted.
Yeah, I mean, look, hey, Gen 6 beats ass.
That's true. We got to honor Scizor's memory.
Or sorry, Slaps Nuts. That's our goat fan.
Or is it Flex's Nuts?
Flex's ass.
Flex's... Slaps Nuts, Flexes
Billy,
ass.
Get us the fuck out of here.
Okay, moving on. We talked about 3 Pokemon this episode, and that brings our grand total of Pokemon that we've talked about up to 77 Pokemon. And this actually means that we have 831 Pokemon to go.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Okay,
and
we keep
it's
saying...
It's actually like almost 10% of the way through.
But we also looking at Scarlet and Violet on the horizon, just like, oh god, that's going to be another 100.
Good luck.
That's actually something else that happened after we released the first episode, is that Scarlet and Violet were announced days later.
Yeah, like, the next day, but, oh my god. But before we do our sign-off stuff, I just want to say big thanks to David for coming on again.
Absolutely.
Woo! Thank you, David.
So oh, yeah, this was Thank a ton you. Of fun. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem.
Can they find you? Where can they find Shonen Flop?
Oh, man, you can find Shonen Flop at shonenflop.com. That's shonenflop.com. We're also on Twitter at shonenflopcast, and you can find our show on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify.
Spy Tunes is iTunes, but only for the Spy Kids.
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's just Siri when she's listening to you.
I also want to give a shout out to our special series, the Chainsaw Minute, where we, Jordan and I, are just doing dedicated episodes towards Chainsaw Man, the best manga ever made. And a really fun thing is actually we have a pretty poppin' Discord with like 300 people in it, and people can join us live as we record those episodes, and it's been a ton of fun. Dan, I know you're a member of the Discord.
Does it
live up to your hype?
It does.
Up to the hype?
Yeah, you guys are, for one, super welcoming to everybody who joins. I think you go out of your way, or like, at least I know you go out of your way to say hi to everybody. I feel bad because I haven't participated in it as much, but that's because I've been chronically busy, and I just finished up my master's thesis, and then I've also been in the field like 6 days out of the week, so I have like negative internet.
It's totally fine, my dude.
Yeah, so I'll just come back and I'll look. I'll be like, oh, hey, cool. There's some cool messages going on in here. But
yes. Yeah, and you two are definitely welcome to join as well. I'll pop a link in the chat.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a ton of people. And if you ever need more guests to be on your show as well, there's a lot of podcasters. And also, if you folks would like to join, Dan, I think you already filled out the form, but I'm also happy to link that. It's just how I keep track of everyone who wants to be on our show. Because we're actually going to be doing a drive in a few months for our next wave of guests. So we always love to pull from people that ask to be on the show whenever we have an opening in our schedule.
Nice.
Yeah.
Again, if you want to see anything that we talked about, and maybe I'll even link the Shonen Flop Discord at the end of the thread this week as well.
If you want to
see any of that, that all is going to be on Twitter at DelveIntoTheDex. Just spell it how it sounds. And if you want to follow us personally, I'm Billy the Nut on all social media.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kayla_Cooney.
And I'm exclusively on Instagram, hot content, durl.one.name.
If you want one Instagram post a month, follow it's a, Dan.
It's a pretty good
my,
one.
My though. Instagram did notify me that you posted recently.
Oh, I need to go see it.
It's just Dan's alive, but I think we're is that it then? Are we just gonna slowly fade into nothingness, or do you want to just do a hard cut to?